they still have a seven-inning game, too. Daytona and Tampa started their doubleheader at 11 a.m., no score in the third. A couple of seven-inning games there. Runner goes, pitches a ball. Loyo's throw to second and be dropped by Saunders. Not that it was in time anyways. Now Del Rosario steals a base. He had four stolen bases on Thursday, and he has three here today. Trying to catch up to Omar De Los Santos. We have an automatic strike called. Is that what that is? Yes, on the batter. Jose Ferrer. That's a full count. Well, Ferrer violates the clock, apparently, according to the field umpire, Garrett Griffin. And doesn't matter, it's ball four. So a single and a walk to begin the eighth. And Santos in some trouble here. Jupiter and Bradenton play a doubleheader starting at noon. Clearwater at Fort Myers, the only single nine-inning game today. That is a 1 o'clock start in the fort. Well, busy day in the FSL leading into the All-Star break. Time called. As Loyo and Race and Santos get together. We have another guest maybe joining the broadcast. Oh, we do. Josh Sexton. Group sales.
Hear me.
Group sales manager and employee coordinator. I have a problem with one of your employees.
All right, what do you got?
After this pitch. It's a bunt. It's a slider. It's a strike. Take a look down there, Josh. You'll see in the stands one of your employees here hassling two elderly folks who are my parents.
Now, Kenny's a friendly guy, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah, but he's going down there telling my parents not to buy me anything. Apparently, I have to pay for dinner tonight.
Well, Kenny's old school, so that's what you're going to get.
Oh, we got a steal attempt. Del Rosario trying to take third. He is tagged out. Oh, he's safe. Wow. Gilbert Gomez, here he comes. As Del Rosario steals another base. He's now got two four-steal games in this series. Well, the throw was there. Here's another look. I mean, I guess he got the right hand in there, but several times this week, Del Rosario has gotten to the base after the throw, and they keep calling him safe.
I'm glad that's not my call, Adam.
This is really from Del Rosario and Omar De Los Santos-like performance. It's the third time in this series he has stolen second and then quickly stolen third. A double steal, too. Ferrer was the trail runner. So two in scoring position and no outs. The Blue Jays in a prime position here to add to their one-run lead. Ball fouled back. And Del Rosario now with 25 stolen bases on the year. For today in this game. Here's a wild pitch to the backstop. Well, maybe not. Good old ricochet off the ANC banner.
Boy, that gets beat up every day, doesn't it?
It does. The Mets are grateful for it for a moment.
And you're the lucky one that gets to fix it.
I do. I wonder if it's got a hole in it. We'll see shortly. That poor banner. Not meant for single A ball. There's a pop-up and foul ground, but that will reach the stands. Hmm. Oh, Capital One banner looks intact. It survives. The Barron Real Estate banner, that's got a couple of holes in it. Take that to the shop next week. Santos could use a strikeout, and he's got one. Climbs the ladder and strikes out DeCastro. DeCastro down on strikes for the third time in this game. So an important first out. Mets infield will stay in as Desan Brown comes up.
Now, Adam, have your parents met Kenny before?
No.
I'd like a post-game report as to how that went.
Yeah, you'll hear all about it, I'm sure, from Kenny himself. He was up here between innings, and he was on the hot mic. I tried to turn them all down, but he just kept going, talking hockey and
anything that comes out of his mouth, right?
Yeah, it's all hot air. He was not impressed by the drop ball in center field by Daniel Johnson, and I think he was even less impressed by the pickoff at first base. So he did not bring the Mets good luck.
It is hard to impress that man sometimes.
Now, Josh, Kyle Gleckler, assistant GM here and in charge of all ticketing, he's on vacation. I guess he didn't want to be part of the fun today. So that makes you ticket boy today, correct?
We'll go with that.
I'm going to remind you that you got to send me the attendance.
Yes, that is the last bullet point on my list of things to do.
All right, don't let me
down.
But
I made sure I highlighted it.
Backup slider misses inside. Josh, you sold the big group yesterday, GHO Homes. We were impressed. The entire Mulligan's bar down there, the entire berm, all filled with people. But I guess just the weather just didn't work out for those fine folks.
You know, other than the weather, they had an awesome time. I'm glad we're still able to shoot off fireworks in the rain. That's the first time I've seen that. But
in
you see
rain,
a lot of firsts here at Clover Park.
In the rain and still light outside.
As you know, in minor league baseball, the show goes on.
It does. This has been a week. 3-1 pitch. Oh, halfway. And it's full count on Brown. Yeah, this week has seen about everything. We've played in the sun. We've played in the rain. We've had postponements. We've had suspended games. We've had doubleheaders. We've had umpires changed. 3-2 pitch fouled off. We've had roster moves. It's never simple leading up to a break, is it?
And we've had ejections.
Yes, we've had. One for each team. And they're both playing in this game right now. Santos on the mound for the Mets. Kicked out of Thursday's game for leaving the bench. Rainer Nunez. DH for Dunedin, kicked out for a lingering argument a couple of days ago. Now Santos walks to Son Brown, and this inning continues to get messier. First base was open, so that's not the worst outcome. And here comes Tavo, Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach. And try to give the reliever in the bullpen some time. That's Jace Beck. Jace back to number 40. He was number 36 last night. Didn't appear in the game. Number 40 Captain America jersey didn't quite fit him. Those Captain America jerseys, I think we're going to wear those again. I'm not sure if you can still bid on those or not. But I believe the plan might be to try to wear those at some other point since we didn't get the full game in.
Now, Adam, I actually saw Captain America up here in the booth last night. Did you see him?
Oh, I did.
That did you get a picture with him?
I did. Not my finest moment. Got a little loose last night in the Captain America mask. And I keep saying it. I don't understand how he can fight, you know, all these people.
I mean, peripheral vision has to be minimum, yeah. Right?
He's got to go after Thanos, Hydra, and he's got to wear that mask. I mean, I could barely broadcast in that thing.
That's why he's a superhero and you're not, Adam.
There's no question about that. No question. By the way, Robbie, if you're listening, Robbie Robinson, I did return your jersey back downstairs. So I didn't spill anything on it either. No hot dogs with ketchup or mustard. Bases loaded, one out. Mets could use a double play. Instead, here's a check swing. Is that a
I think a that throwaway? Was off the shin guard.
What in the world just happened? So a swing and a miss, and Rayson Santos throws it into the dugout trying to get the runner at home. Two are going to score. And it's 6-3. Well, that's worth another look if we can get it.
Not sure I've seen a play like that before, Adam.
No, so a swing and a miss, but off the shin guard of Loyo, out towards the third baseline, a wild pitch, and Santos, the throw home, I'd say got pretty far away as he throws it right in the dugout. Well, that brings in Ferrer. There's a ball that's fouled away. So the wild pitch scores Del Rosario, and then the error, throwing error, brings home Ferrer. That is the sixth error for the Mets today, or in this game. Also, Desaun Brown gets to go to third. And the sixth error, bound. The Mets were bound to have a run score off an error. Can't really expect to make five errors in a game and not pay a price, and the sixth one does cost them. 1-2 pitch. Did he go? Yes. And Salazar, the umpire, says yes. Low throw from Loyo. That had to be scooped by Bear Sierta. And Machado strikes out. Brown holds at third.
You know, Adam, playing baseball in high school, you know what happened the next day if we committed six errors in a game?
No. Something not good, I'm sure.
You're very correct. We wouldn't be practicing infield, outfield, hitting. Be a lot of running.
Well, for the Mets, there is no tomorrow. Until next Friday. They're off. I guess get it out of the way now. Rayson Santos struggling through this inning. Two walks, a single, throwing error, wild pitch. And Martinez taking a healthy cut. Martinez, Josh, went 0-for-5 Thursday and Friday. This game he's reached all four times. 3-for-3 plus a walk.
That's how baseball works.
Ooh, that's a nice snag by Loyo. Saves another wild pitch.
That's what you call a slump buster, right?
I mean, three singles, one on the infield and a bleeder. When you're 0 for 10 in a stretch, I guess you take them how you can.
Exactly.
And 2-1, half-hearted swing and a miss up high. We resume this game in a 2-2 tie. Mets actually did take a lead. The Blue Jays have ripped off the last four runs, two in the fifth and two here in the eighth. There's a fly deep left field. Ibar going back. This one will be off the bottom of the wall. Kick away from Ibar. Martinez will cruise into second with an RBI double. So much for the infield hit and the bleeders. He's got himself a wall ball double, and it's 7-3 Jays.
That was a no-doubter, Adam.
Hung up there. Thought it might have a chance to get out. It did not. Rayson Santos got through a walk and an error in the seventh inning, but he can't get through the eighth. Gilbert Gomez will pull the plug. Jace Beck coming in to try to finish out the eighth inning. Mets down their biggest deficit of the day.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We're swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's been a tough go for the Mets as we picked up the suspended game. The Blue Jays outscoring the Mets 5-1 since we picked play back up. Don't forget there is a 7-inning game to follow, and the way this one's going, looks like the Mets are going to have to win that to win the series. And the Blue Jays going to have a good chance to get out with the 3-3 split. Here's Rainer Nunez against Jace Beck. Gabby Martinez out on second. Nunez, good game, 3-for-4. So he and Martinez together, putting together an excellent game, batting 3-and-4 in the lineup.
Am I on the air, Adam?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh.
I didn't forget about you.
Glad to be back.
Are you?
Of course.
Oh, here's a fly deep right field. That will turn Dominguez around, and that one's gone. Rainer Nunez leaves the yard. His 14th of the year. A laser beam out to right field. Dominguez going back, hopeful that it would bounce off the wall. Did not. Two-run shot, and the Jays have opened up a 9-3 lead on the Mets.
You know, Adam, Casey told me I should hop on the broadcast today, and I said I will do so gladly, but unannounced.
So that's why. Things have not gone well since you've gone on the air.
I am here unannounced.
Maybe the Blue Jays will want you to come broadcast some of their games.
I would like to see their ballpark.
It's a beautiful ballpark. Mets love playing over there. Hit 13 home runs in 6 games. So Jace Beck, he had not given up a run. So that swing, one of those runs charged to Santos, the other to Jace. And here's a ground ball to Lugo. He throws to first, and the inning is finally over. And this is the inning that the Blue Jays would like to think they put the game away in. They score 5. They have a 9-3 lead. Mets got some work to do. They'll hit in the home eighth when we return.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Adam McDonald and Josh Sexton back with you. Josh, let's stat cast it up for Rainer Nunez on his home run. He hit that ball 106 miles an hour, 368 feet, launch angle 19 degrees.
I mean, it was a screamer.
Hang time in 3.9 seconds.
And if you hit a ball at 19 degrees, it's only going to leave the yard if you hit it that fast.
That was a good one from Nunez. That's his fourth hit of the game. And here is Valdez dealing with Ronis Ibar. He's 1-for-3 in his St. Lucie debut. So Valdez came in and retired Guerrero on a pop-out after throwing a wild pitch and nearly another that would have tied the game. And his next pitch comes with a 6-run lead. So the Blue Jays have certainly helped him out, and he really needs some help because he's had a tough go, the 8.60 ERA and 17 relief appearances this year. And swing and a miss, and that will do it for Ibar. And Mets tacked him for 4 runs and 4 hits and 2 innings on Wednesday. They also got him for 4 runs in 2 innings on May 29th. So the Blue Jays did well to give him some space. Juan Loyo takes a slider for a strike. Final line for Racing Santos. He went an inning and 2/3. 2 hits, 4 runs all earned. Walked 3 and struck out 3. 48 pitches. Not his best day. Raymond Gomez went 2 1/3, 4 hits, and 2 runs. The only 2 runs he's given up in over a month. Nathaniel Perez, 3 2/3, 5 hits, and 1 run for the Blue Jays. He stands to get the win. Loyal fouls this one off. Game 2, the Mets are going to start Acuna on the mound. No, not Ronald Acuna.
Speaking of Ronald Acuna, we got the Home Run Derby tomorrow night, Adam.
We do. Pete Alonso defend his crown, going for the 3-peat. You get it, Josh?
I do get it, Adam. Well done.
I'm not the first one to think about that. Or will that be the last time anybody hears it? I think, is Acuna and Pete matched up, I believe?
I think so. I'm looking forward to the Kyle Schwarber-Albert Pujols matchup.
That is the 1-8 matchup with Schwarber number 1. Do they base out on how many home runs they have?
They do. That's why Pete, I believe, is the number 2 seed.
Well, nobody's covering first, so Loyo's going to get a hit. Valdez asleep at the wheel, or he thought the first baseman Hernandez was going to get that. Also, where was Hernandez, the first baseman, going? I'm not really sure.
That had to be the second baseman's ball all the way, right?
Yeah. So, Loyo will take it. That's his second hit of the game. Not an error, at least not technically, more of a mental gaffe for the Blue Jays.
Speaking of that home run ball for last inning, I still see it sitting out there on the berm. Kenny went out there to grab it. Apparently you didn't see it.
Well, you got a bunch of kids at the gate down there trying to get to it, pleading with the yellow shirt security. He's not letting them pass. Is that Kenny down there?
Oh, yeah.
That is him. Oh, he's got a ball.
I saw him walk behind the wall, in between the wall and the fence there. I think he may have thought it fell short of that chain link fence.
Kenny's been known to get the home run balls and then give them to the players. I think last year, didn't Francisco Alvarez hit his first St. Lucie Met home run, and Kenny went out and gave him the ball?
Actually, that was me.
Oh, it was you?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I went out there. It was a shot to left field. I grabbed it, brought it down to the dugout, and actually passed him in the hallway in the clubhouse, and he was actually quite thrilled that he got that ball.
Good to see Alvarez in the Futures game yesterday. There's a pitch outside. I know a lot of people are commenting on his look on Twitter. He's got, you know, he's got the bling. He's got the eyebrows trimmed, the way he wears his hat. He even when he was here in St. Lucie, he looked like a big leaguer. He's going to fit right in when he makes the major leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Just his whole swagger, his whole demeanor. And he was one of those.
He doesn't lack confidence.
No, he does not. And he's the life of the party. He's at the center of all the attention in a good way. And I always found it fascinating that whenever the Mets played another team last year, they only played a few before Alvarez was called up. It's all the other players, the Venezuelans, the Dominican players, they'd all come over and chat with him. It was like he knew everybody. He was just the Pied Piper. And he's going to be fun once he makes it to the big leagues. Which, you know, not sure when, but it is interesting that Francisco Alvarez did get to catch Max Scherzer and Jake DeGrom on their rehab assignments. And both Max and Jake praised Alvarez. Not that they would ever say anything publicly negative, but they both had positive things to say about his catching. So,
you know, he has certainly had all kinds of hype in every which way, shape, or form. The key is staying humble. If he stays humble with, you know, everything going right for him, that's the recipe for success.
That's a first and second with one out and Junior Tilling at the plate. And we do know from getting to be around him in spring training and for a few weeks last year that he is a hard worker, Alvarez, so he's not just going to sit on his laurels. He puts in the work. And Tilling hits one to second. Oh, nice pick by Machado. Takes himself to the bag, throws to first. Good reaching catch by Hernandez, and the inning is over. Boy, Esteban Machado was all over the field at shortstop a couple of days ago. He makes a great play at second here to end the eighth. Sends the game to the ninth where the Blue Jays will take their six-run lead.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Getting towards the end of game one, the suspended game. Technically, it's not game one. Dunedin with the 9-3 lead, out hitting the Mets 11-10. No errors to the Mets, 6. And a season high for the St. Lucie Mets. As this pitch is swung on and missed. All the runs, though, are earned. The only runs that scored were that on the air were that bad throw home on the wild pitch by Rayson Santos. A double and a home run made all those earned.
And, well, Adam, on that cue, since I've joined your broadcast, not much has gone right for the Mets. So in hopes of a ninth-inning rally here, I'm actually going to sign off.
Okay.
But I appreciate your hospitality up here in the booth.
Good talk.
It's been fun as always.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully I don't see you out the tarp.
I meet you there too often, don't I?
I know.
Adam, before I go, actually, we got the All-Star break coming up this week.
We do.
When are we going golfing?
A group is going Wednesday.
Okay.
Are you in or out?
Well, this seems to be an invite, question mark.
We've got four.
So I would make five, so that'd be odd.
We need a sixth. We need to find a sixth.
Okay. When and where? What time and where
were
we, the Saints?
Of course, at the Saints, our great friends with the chipping contest, the Saints. When? It'd be Wednesday afternoon, because I'm sure the weather is just going to be stellar.
Likely. I'll keep that on my radar.
We can squeeze you in. Anything for you. Ticket boy. We'll get you in.
All right. Signing off. Thank you, Adam.
You got it, Josh. See you later. Angel Del Rosario will bat now after Hernandez draws the leadoff walk from Beck in the ninth. Pitch up high. You heard me and Josh talking last inning about Acuna. Not Ronald Acuna. Jose Acuna. He's the one that's going to start for the Mets in game two today. He will be added to the active roster and starting game two. That's why I thought that this was such an important game for the Mets to win in this series. To get the victory, to get the series victory under their belt and not have to rely on a brand new guy to come in against a good hitting team. To get the win. But that's the way it's shaping up to be as Del Rosario lines out. Mets going to, unless they have a monster comeback in the bottom of the ninth, going to have to win the third and or the second game today in the series finale to get the series victory. And they came into Friday night's game needing a win to get to 20 games over 500 for the second time this year. But they lost that game and they're falling behind here. Ferrer at the plate. One on, one out. Beck's pitch is fouled away. Ferrer, two strikeouts, an infield hit, and a walk. There's a swing and a miss on a dirt ball. Ferreira strikes out. Beck has the second out of the inning. Leadoff walk. Hernandez still down at first. Castro 0-4 with three strikeouts, reaching once on a catcher's interference. On a check swing foul. Well, we've had Security Kenny on the broadcast today. We've had Josh Sexton, Group Sales Manager and Employee Coordinator, on. Let's see who else we can get on in Game 2. Treyer Van Allen, General Manager. Due for a visit at some point today, maybe. Strike two on the foul. And Stephen Lepore, Mr. Hollywood from Florida Special Olympics, on last night. That was fun. We missed Luli Ortiz and Kara Duffy, the two CBS 12 reporters. They were supposed to come on, but rain washed that away. As this pitch is in the dirt. Also, the Mets, the draft, towards the middle of last week, the Mets decided to move the draft from Port St. Lucie back up to New York. The draft tonight, but I was hoping that this would be a week of guests from the front office. That didn't come to fruition. We'll see who else we can get up here. There's a foul ball back towards the sound room. No play for Joe. Joe Roselli leaning out the window. Can't quite pick it. 2-2 on to Castro. As Beck looks to retire three in a row to end his outing. And that's what he's done. As Beck pumps the fastball by to Castro. Strikes out for the fourth time. Well, Jace Beck gives up his first run of the season. A home run to the first man he faced. But ends up retiring for the next five. Last two on strikeouts. So another solid appearance for Jace. Mets down to their last three outs. When we come back, it's 9-3 Jays.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets batting in the bottom of the ninth, trailing by six in game five of this series, the conclusion of yesterday's suspended game. After this one's over, a 30-minute break, then a seven-inning finale. The weather has held as this ball is grounded foul by Lugo. Story of this one, well, obviously the errors for the Mets with the six. But once again, just like Friday night, Mets in position to get some runs with hits and two outs and couldn't do it. And then the Blue Jays had that big eighth inning. Just wonder how this game would have played out a little differently if the Mets had cashed in the fifth, sixth, or seventh. Maybe tied the game, taking the lead. Maybe it's a different story as Lugo swings and misses at a pitch up high. Mets today just 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Blue Jays only 4-for-17. They've had chance after chance after chance. They might have had a chance to add more. 1-2 pitches low from Valdez trying to close this game out. But 2 1/3 scoreless innings. foul. Keeps it 2-2. Another foul straight back. This game picked up at 10:30. Going to be close to 2 hours to play the final six-plus innings. That's 2-2 pitches swung on and missed. Lugo strikes out. Likely finish the day 1-for-4. Dominguez next. Hitless with a walk in the game. Johnson, Saunders, and Loyo. Three Mets with two hits in this one. As Dominguez fouls one off his foot. With the Blue Jays, Martinez 4-for-4 with a double and a walk. Nunez 4-for-5 with two doubles and a home run and four driven in. I'll circle those two. They are dangerous players in this league, and they've had a great combined day. Swing and a miss on the slider, and it's nothing in two. So the young Jose Acuna will have to find a way to settle those guys down, and they'll come in hot as this pitch bounces away. Nunez using all that pitch clock. Throws a fastball that's knocked back into the seats. Well, the Mets will have the new guy, Acuna, on the mound. And Blue Jays will turn to Jason Urbaez. Already making his third start on 11th appearance. Dominguez strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Valdez here in the ninth, and the Blue Jays closing in on a big Game 5 win after starting this series 0-3. Now the Mets put them on their heels with the doubleheader sweep Wednesday, stunned them on Thursday, but the Blue Jays have turned it around. Saunders comes up looking to become the first Met with three hits in this contest. And two singles early, a fly out and a walk since. And he takes this slider low. One nearly to the backstop. Pop out of play, and Saunders and the Mets down to their last strike in this one. A 2-2 pitch. Oh, too high. They want a challenge? I think so. This is the first challenge we've had since we've started play again.
Pitch is a challenge. Pitch is a rule. A ball.
And it's a ball.
Challenge, two balls, two strikes.
It is strange. I guess just the rhythm of the game. Nobody wanted to bother with the challenge. Mets have won their two challenges. Blue Jays have lost their two. You can't take them with you to the next game, so might as well use them there. There's a pitch for ball four. And the Blue Jays, I would have used it again. The game continues. Mets down six. That's going to drive you nuts as a manager or a coach for the Blue Jays. You got a six-run lead with two outs in the ninth, and your pitcher walks a guy? Shouldn't you be pumping strikes? Here's Bear Cierta, one for four. And he will line one up the middle for a base hit. He joins the two-hit club. A couple of strikeouts. Looks like the Blue Jays are putting this one away. And now the Mets, I won't say threatening to rally, but at least trying to gain some momentum heading to game two. It's going to start around the 1 o'clock hour Eastern time. Here's Guerrero, 0 for 4 with two strikeouts. Another runner in scoring position opportunity for him. And he will line one to first, caught by Hernandez, and the game is over. Usually a base hit to that spot, but Hernandez played it right, and the game is over. Both umpires signaling towards the dugouts, one, as in 1 o'clock. That's when we will start game two. But the final in game five of the series, the conclusion of the suspended game from last night, goes in the books in the favor of the Blue Jays by a score of 9-3. We picked it up tied at 2. Mets took a brief lead, but it was all Blue Jays from the fifth inning on. They broke it free with the 5-run eighth against Rayson Santos. So the Mets have now lost two in a row after they had a 4-game winning streak. They will fall to 51-34 on the season, 11-9 in the second half. The Blue Jays 38-47. Overall, they are now 10-9 in the second half. Winning pitcher, Nathaniel Perez, the Nathaniel Perez who wears number 29. Losing pitcher is Ramon Gomez, his first loss of the year. The Mets won the first three. The Blue Jays have won the most recent two. So when we start the finale of this series, the Blue Jays will be aiming for the series split. Should be very disappointing for the Mets. The Mets will be looking for their third straight series victory. Mets have been good in 7-inning games this year, a 5-1 record. We'll see if they can bump it to 6-1. We will come back on the air and on MILB TV at 12:55 for an abbreviated pregame show. Once again, your final score in the first game today, finish of yesterday's game, 9-3 Blue Jays. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonough with you on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV, getting you set for the second game of today's action between the St. Lucie Mets and the Dunedin Blue Jays. These two teams, about 30 minutes ago, concluded their suspended game from yesterday. Dunedin won 9-3 after it was tied 2-2 in the fourth inning when it was suspended by rain on Saturday night. So the Blue Jays have won the most recent two games in this series, while the Mets won the first three, which means that the Mets need a victory in this finale to get a series victory. Welcome up to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonough with you. Hope you're enjoying today's telecast. Early start today, 10:30 in the morning. The effort was because of the All-Star break coming up, and a lot of people have flights out of here. We're trying to get everybody out in a decent hour today. Start the first game at 10:30, then start the second inning game, right around the time where we would normally be in the third inning of a nine-inning game on Sunday, and that's the way it's going to turn out. So hopefully these two teams can play fast, play well, and get everybody out of here at a decent hour, because after today, we're off. A well-deserved four-day break for all the minor leaguers out there. For the Mets, this is their 86th game of the season. They've been going at it full speed ahead since early April, getting every Monday off except for last Monday in Daytona. But it's been a fun season, and the Mets will try to get some momentum going into the All-Star break with the win today in Game 2. And for the Mets, they're going to turn to young Jose Acuña. It'll be his first start since coming over from the Florida Complex League. So he's in a tough spot. It's a tough Dunedin lineup. We'll see what he has in store for us. We'll send it now down to the fields, where the sun is shining. That's good to see. When we woke up this morning, the weather was not favorable. And the hope was, well, let's play an official game in the suspended game. And then anything after that is all gravy. Well, weather forecast has improved. Let's see if we can get through seven uninterrupted innings here in Game 2. Lineups will begin with the Mets. Leading off and playing center is Omar De Los Santos. Junior Tillian will bat second and play short. William Lugo is at third. He hits third. Carlos Dominguez is in right field batting cleanup. Warren Saunders plays second. He hits fifth. Raul Berciarte will DH and hit sixth. Gregory Guerrero hits seventh. He's at first. Eduardo Salazar is in left batting eighth, and Brady Smith will bat ninth and catch. For the Blue Jays, Desaun Brown leads off, and he's in center. Emmanuel Sanchez bats second, plays third. Gabby Martinez, coming off a four-hit game in the previous game, will DH in at cleanup. Rainer Nunez, 4-for-5 in the last game with a home run and two doubles, bats fourth. Adriel Sotolongo is hitting fifth. He's in right. Amel Brazoban in left hits sixth. Angel Del Rosario, we had four stolen bases in the last game. That seventh, he's at second. Juan Gonzalez will catch in eighth. And Raquel Bendicastro is the center fielder batting ninth. Jason Urbaez is the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays. Mets 51-34, 11-9 in the second half. Palm Beach played earlier today and lost 8-7, so the Mets only stay one back of the Cardinals. The Blue Jays, with that win, 10-9 now in the second half, and they are three games out of first behind Tampa and Bradenton. Mets ready to take the fields. Get a look at Jose Acuña coming up shortly. He's ready. And here comes the rest of the Mets. Last day before a four-day break. Trying to play well one more day, head in the All-Star break with some positive momentum and good vibes. We pause now for the national anthem. When we come back, first pitch of the finale between the Mets and the Jays.
For the playing of our national anthem.
There he is, Jose Acuna, wearing number 11 in orange, making his Florida State League debut. 19 years old from Venezuela. In the Complex League, he was 3-0, the 3.16 ERA in six games, three starts, 36 strikeouts in 26 innings. Acuna signed by the Mets as an international free agent in 2019's international signing period. Last year, 1-0 with the 3.86 ERA in just seven innings in the FCL. He will face a hot lineup. Brown leading off, then Sanchez, who did not play the last game, but then the big guns, Martinez and Nunez. Again, just a seven-inning game. That's what happens when you play a started nine-inning game and get suspended before it's official. The next game becomes a seven-inning game. Always important, score first in these seven-inning games. Get the shortened period. Mets in seven-inning games this year, 5-1. All those are doubleheader games. Technically, today wasn't a doubleheader, although it certainly felt like it. They picked up the first game and a tie game in the fourth. It really felt like we were starting at ground zero. Mets trying to shake that off, snap this mini two-game losing streak. Blue Jays trying to do the unpredictable. Rally for three straight wins after losing the first three games. Only one other team has defeated the Mets three times at Clover Park in a series this year. First pitch is on the way, and it's a fastball right in there at strike one from Acuna, and we are underway. First pitch, 105. It's 93 degrees and mostly cloudy. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. And Desaun Brown swings and misses at the next pitch. It's 0-2. And a fastball hit into center field, falling fast. That will drop in for a hit. And Brown caught up to that fastball at 94 and dumps in a single. And the Blue Jays, who had 11 hits the last game, off to a good start here with the hit from their first batter in the finale. Now Emmanuel Sanchez. Acuna, the pitch home, a strike. Garrett Griffin is our home plate umpire. Nelson Fraley back in the field. And Manny Salazar, who subbed in behind home plate to finish out the prior game, is gone home, I guess. Stay with the two-man crew. Not sure why Nelson Fraley umpired last night, did not umpire the conclusion, but then is good to umpire this game. Maybe they just felt that's too many innings for him coming back after being hit in the face by a pitch on Wednesday. 0-1 pitch, it's high, throw to second base by Brady Smith. Not in time, off the base though is Brown. He's tagged out by Warren. Good job by Saunders. Keep that tag on as Brown slides right over the base. Here's a second look. Now Warren falling backwards, but still with the glove on, and Brown seemed to know it. And caught stealing. And leadoff single erased. Mets need a good defensive game, no question about it. This ball is fouled away. They're giving up four stolen bases to Del Rosario last game and six errors, plus a couple of other plays that they maybe could have had but did not. Probably the worst defensive game the Mets have played all season. There's a called third strike on the breaking ball on Sanchez, and no use of a challenge. See, I would think in a seven-inning game, I'd be more inclined to use a challenge early. You still get three challenges even in the seven-inning games. So the first two batters, one a single and a caught stealing, and the other a strikeout. So the bases are clear for Gabby Martinez, and this is when you want a red-hot hitter to hit. two outs and nobody on base. Can only do so much damage. Worst, a solo home run. And he takes this pitch up high for ball one. And, yeah, with a new pitcher on the mound in Jose Acuña, you want to play good defense for him. Play a good game of pitch and catch if you're Brady Smith. As this pitch is a high strike right at the top of the zone. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Martinez, with that four-hit game, raised his average to 314. He's on the verge of subbing under 300. Coming into yesterday's contest, but 4-for-4 will give you some breathing room. Two balls and two strikes. A ground ball to the third baseman, Lugo, sets and makes a good throw. And that is a good start for Jose Acuña and the Mets defense. A caught stealing and a routine play made at the hot corner. Mets will come to the plate for the first time in the finale when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Here's the wide view of Clover Park. There's the close-up view of Omar De Los Santos, Mets leadoff hitter today. Omar did not play yesterday in the prior game, so he should be fresh. The Mets could use a spark. He takes a ball up from Jason Urbaez. Oh, and then he's hit up high. Omar slides down in some pain. And quickly gets up and sheds the protective gear, which did not help him there. Down to first. Well, you know the best way to make the Blue Jays pay for that is to steal second and third if you were De Los Santos. Now, I wonder if he's going to be sparked by what he saw Angel Del Rosario do the last couple of games against the Mets. Stealing second and third. Junior Tillian next. Omar's running. Throw down to second. Not in time. De Los Santos steals his 48th base of the season. Well, he knew that was coming. I would not put it behind him, by him to try to steal third. Well, that is riskier with nobody out. He's creeping. Oh, he's going to go, isn't he? No. Tillian swings and misses at the high fastball. Omar, his stolen bases have calmed down a bit, and his caught stealings are a little bit up. He does lead the league with 9 caught stealings. Maybe he's got to pick his spots a little bit more. He's got that move like he's going, but he's not, as Tillian takes a ball high at 95. Certainly Urbaez, the pitcher, and Del Rosario, the second baseman, are concerned. Two-one pitch is hit deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. Junior Tillian way out of Clover Park. A two-run homer. And the Mets are off and running in the finale. Junior's 9th home run of the season, and now 5 against the Blue Jays. 2-0 Mets. That Mets dugout erupted too. I think that might have bothered Urbaez as his catcher Gonzalez goes out to settle him down. I mean, that is a dream start for the Mets. De Los Santos hit by a pitch. Fires him up, steals second, and then Tillian unloads for the two-run bomb. Now William Lugo up, and he takes this fastball inside. Well, Jose Gonzalez is the catcher for the Blue Jays. You see him back there. He is a talker. That's the word that we have received up here in the press box. And a lot of what precipitated on Thursday with teams screaming at each other in a near benches clearing incident came from him talking. So have him back behind the plate, and then Tillian to go off like that, I'm sure made the Mets feel pretty good. That was an awful big roar from the Mets dugout for a two-run home run in the first inning of a game. And several of the Mets came out onto the warning track to cheer on Tillian. So they're into it. Mets a little flat the last couple of games. Tillian sets the tone. And Lugo takes a called strike, a slider. A good bounce back there from Urbaez. Let's stat cast it up. For Tillian. On the home run. Launch angle 28 degrees. He hit 100 miles per hour off the bat, and it went 406 feet. That is a no-doubter in the spot of the park he hit it in. 5.2-second hang time. Anytime you get that hang time over 5, yeah, that's a big-time fly. Slider for a strike to Dominguez, and it's nothing and two. Carlos would like to challenge that, and I think he's going to lose this one.
Pitch is a strike. No balls, 2 strikes.
And it stays a strike. And then Dominguez will use his timeout to reset. Again, with a 7-inning game, you still get the 3 challenges, so first inning challenge, I think, doesn't hurt as bad. The Mets have 2 left the rest of the way. And Dominguez buys this one foul. Two pitch, and Dominguez strikes out. And he got very vocal cheering from the Dunedin dugout. These two teams do not play again this season, not unless they meet in the finals. The Mets have already punched their ticket to the playoffs. Blue Jays finished towards the bottom of the first half of the West, and they're middle of the pack in the second half. This pitch is a ball. So whenever yelling and whatnot teams want to do, facing each other for the last time, we'll see. Here's a ground ball. Hugs the line and is fair into the corner. Warren Saunders will leg out a double, keeping a watchful eye in left field. That ball squirts back in from Brazobon. Warren Saunders continues his good hitting in his return home to Clover Park. Two hits and two walks in the prior game and a double here today. And Raul Berciarte comes up. He had two hits in the last game, including one in the ninth inning. So he gets an at-bat in the ninth inning. And then an hour later in the first inning. And he grounds one out to second, picked by Del Rosario. Del Rosario is going to run halfway to first and then get the out there. A little gamesmanship going on there as Berciarte really wasn't down the line fast. It's interesting as Del Rosario cuts off a lot of air to throw through. Either way, Mets get a two-run homer for Tillian. They're off and running here at Clover Park in the second game this afternoon.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Rainer Nunez homered in his last bat in the last game. We'll take a high slider from Acuna. Acuna in the first inning, just 12 pitches, 9 strikes. A single, a caught stealing, a strikeout, and a ground out. He might have another ground out as Lugo plays this one with ease and gets Nunez. Four batters and four outs for Acuna. Brings up Sotolongo, did not play in the last game. Sotolongo hitting .248 in 67 games, 15 doubles and 3 homers. He doesn't sit very much, and he fouls this one straight back at 92. Sotolongo last played on Friday. I went 2-for-3, plus out a walk. He takes this changeup low at 85. Good slider. It's the inside part of the plate. 1-2. Changeup runs inside. It can't be much of a scouting report for the Blue Jays on Acuna. His first Florida State League game. The Blue Jays do not play the Mets in the Complex League. They're on the western part of the state. This ball is fouled off, so they play those teams in their little pod. Tigers, Pirates, Phillies, Yankees. 2-2 pitch, a little pause. That did not result in a strikeout of Soto Longo. Not quite a Nestor Cortez pause. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Second strikeout for Acuna. Two up, two down in the top of the second. And the Mets FCL teams, they play essentially the same teams all the time. The Cardinals, the Marlins, Astros, and Nationals, all the clusters down here on the eastern side of Florida. So, yeah, really not much to go on, I guess. Here's another ground ball to Lugo. Throws to first, offline, but tag from Guerrero right to Brazoban's chest, and he's out. Well, a 1-2-3 inning for Acuna. And what a start for him through two. Mets will take their 2-0 lead to the home second. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gregory Guerrero at the plate. He's in an 0-1 count against Urbaez. Swing and a miss on what they are labeling on Hawkeye as a cutter. Looks more like a hard slider in the high 80s. And it's 0-2. And there's that same pitch for a strikeout. Now, three strikeouts for Urbaez. He's also given up a homer and a double. And he quickly gets rid of Guerrero. Brings up Salazar. And like Guerrero did not play in the prior game. Mets maybe missed his defense in left field as this fastball goes low, 95. Salazar in this series is 2-for-10 with a couple of singles in his first week at home. He smashed this one foul. Whoa, I'm all over it. Into the vacant Mets bullpen. Nobody down there right now. Gilbert Gomez lets those guys hang out in the dugout. Though it's scoreboard temperature reads 95. We do have a nice breeze blowing out to left and cloud cover. I think those guys would be sitting down there burning up in the sun. Blue Jays are in their bullpen as this pitch goes to the backstop. Urbaez, this is appearance number 11 for him, start number 3, 1-2 at the 3.20 ERA. has three saves. He's got good stuff. So not surprised to see him with three saves. His changeup gets over for a strike. Got 20 strikeouts and only 7 walks in 25 innings. 2-2 pitch. He gets another strikeout on that slider. Interesting that he's not really a strikeout pitcher. And he's got 4 strikeouts in the last 6 batters. It's almost like that home run by Tillian set him straight. He's been a much better pitcher since. Brady Smith is up next, and Brady will back up as this fastball comes in at 94. Mets lead 2-0. Nobody on base and 2 outs in the bottom of the second of this 7-inning game. Brady takes that same pitch in the same spot. Change up high for ball 3. Smith 2-for-7 in this series. We think it's high. The Blue Jays have challenged it. And have they won it? No, they lost. Ball 4. Not going to challenge this one. I do recall on Friday night when they had the backup umpire from the FCL, Frank Jones, in there. Adriel Sotolongo challenged 4 consecutive pitches. The first one wrong, the next 3 right. We're back to our regular crew of Griffin behind the plate and Fraley at first base. A 2-out walk. We're back to the top, and De Los Santos, who was plunked in the first, scored on the Tillian homer. Omar takes this one low. Now Omar, I guess he likes these 7-inning games. The last one he played in, he hit 2 home runs and a double on Wednesday afternoon. Already productive today, although you never want to get hit. Is that slider cutter for a strike. Swings and misses at the changeup. One, 2. High. See, that looked like more of the cutter. Bouncing ball to third. And we had a game here on 2 Sundays ago with Jacob DeGrom pitching. It classified all those 93-mile-per-hour sliders that DeGrom threw as cutters in real time. And then I went back and looked the next day, and they had fixed that to slider. Yeah, that's, I don't think the Hawkeye system was calibrated for 93-mile-an-hour Jacob DeGrom sliders. De Los Santos drives the ball deep into left. On the move is Brazoban. He's got it for the out. That ball looked like it was going to carry off the bat, just would not. Omar, a long fly out, and the inning is over. No hits, no runs, no errors. One man stranded. 2 innings in the books in this 7-inning game. Mets have a 2-0 lead.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
There's a nubber off the end of the bat of Del Rosario. A foul strike one. It looks like Cam Smith might have just won the British Open. Birdie and a 64. Get to 20 under. Spoils the Rory McIlroy excitement over there in Fife, Scotland. When Del Rosario fouls the pitch off, it's 0-2. Six batters face through two innings. Seven batters face through two and a third. By Acuna, he uses that slider to strike out Del Rosario. Now, Rory McIlroy is teeing off on the 18th. He needs an eagle to force a playoff with Cam Smith. Maybe some of you watching dual monitors at home. This slider goes just off the plate to Juan Gonzalez. Rory McIlroy is going to have to chip in from long range after his tee shot falls well short of the 18th green. One, a strike up high on Gonzalez. Gonzalez against the Mets this year. He grounds this one foul. And just 1-for-13. The player talks a lot, hasn't really backed it up. He did have the two sack flies on Thursday. I'm sure he and the Blue Jays thought were going to be enough to get a win. 1-2 pitch. That hit the bat or him. And it hit the bat. Would have hit him if he didn't swing and got the bat out of the way. One, two, fastball right in there for a called third strike. Gonzalez stumped. He says no, he wants the challenge. He's out. Call upheld. Juan Gonzalez strikes out looking. And the Blue Jays down to their last challenge. Gonzalez missed on the challenge last inning catching. He's blown two of his team's challenges. The Blue Jays have one left the rest of the game. And Acuna now trying to get through three innings in the order one time. Facing the nine-man Raquel Bendicastro. He's retired seven straight. Desaun Brown started the game with a single, but then was caught stealing. And has started this good run as this slider was right in there for a strike. Yeah, Acuna looks very sharp, very comfortable and confident. There's another slider for a strike. And he just gets it and goes. trying to make the most of this unique opportunity. 1-2, that one's hooked foul with the high changeup. And we pause as Salazar's got to go pick that up. That's the downside of having no relievers down in that bullpen, is you got to rely on the corner outfielder to go pick it up. One and two on to Castro. Pitch sails to the backstop. Lost the handle on that heater at 93. Two-two. Slider rolled foul. Another one that Salazar has to go pick up. I think the Mets are going to send somebody down there now. Looks like Saul Gonzalez will go down to the bullpen, help out a little bit. Here's a line drive snag by Lugo. William Lugo, busy day at the hot corner, makes another play to help his young pitcher, Acuna, who's now gone through the order once with great success. Three shutout innings, just one hit. Now you see William with the reach and the stab. Mets will bat in the bottom of the third, up a couple.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Junior Tillian stays hot. A base hit on the first pitch he sees from Urbaez. He follows up his home run swing with a single on his next swing. 2-for-2. William Lugo has already been busy at third. Will now bat for the second time. In the bottom of the third. Struck out looking against Urbaez in the first. Spin and throw to first, checking in. Gets away, but not far enough from Nunez. Does look like Cam Smith has just won the British Open. Rory McIlroy had to dunk one in from off the green to tie. He missed. Cam Smith birdied the first five holes of the back nine. What a way to win a major. Here's a ground ball picked up in foul territory by Gonzalez. A little over-anxious there. That's how you win a major in the golf. Birdie five straight on the back nine on Sunday. Give that man the claret jug. Tough break for the crowd favorite McIlroy, who Only had two birdies in the first 17 holes. The old course was gettable today. The last group had trouble. Hovland went backwards. There's a ball that's fouled off the mask. Gonzalez. Strike two on Lugo. Tillian hands on knees, not a big runner. 0-2 pitch, and slider strikes out Lugo for the second time. Slider-cutter combo. Five strikeouts now for Urbaez. Mets did face Urbaez on May 27th, just his second game of the season, as this changeup is fouled off. He got a win over the Mets that day, three innings out of the bullpen, scoreless with a couple of hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. Let's see who was in the Mets lineup that day. And a lot of turnover since then, but not maybe as much as you think. 0-1 changeup is low. Well, Omar De Los Santos led off that game. Lincoln Swager batted second. Stanley's up and high and out. Lugo batted third, so that stayed the same. Jack Thomas Wold was a cleanup hitter that evening in Dunedin. Wold hopefully back off the aisle when we return to action next Friday down in Jupiter. There's a high bouncer, and it's over the head of Sanchez. And trying to get to third is Tillian, and that was not a great idea. Thrown out with ease by Brazoban. He hesitated as well. Should have stayed at second. Yep, hesitated. Not really a ball you go to third on anyways. You can see clearly out. Outfield assist for Brazoban. Dominguez gets credit for a single, and Carlos did advance to second base. So he saw Tillian going to third. He went up to second. Good running by him. That's the second out of the inning, and Warren Saunders will come up. Warren doubled in his last at-bat. And he nearly gets hit on this pitch. Well, you understand, Tillian, on the high bouncer trying to go first to third, you want to be on third base with one out, so a sac fly can bring you in, maybe a ground ball. But just not a great read into the left field grass. 1-0 pitch is bounced foul. Continuing that Mets lineup that day when Urbaez faced the Mets. Dominguez batted fifth. The retired Jose Rivera sixth. Tillian seventh. Kevin Villavicencio and Fernando Villalobos. Let's hope we'll get Villalobos back in action next week as well. One slider high. Villavicencio continues to play for the complex team. It's still a strange situation with him. He came over to St. Lucie for a month, played really well, and was sent back to the complex. He plays every day, and the Mets, well, he could use him here, and he's not here. There's a fly into right field. Long run for a pair of outfielders, and no one gets there. Brown can't get it. Dominguez scores, and it's another double for Warren Saunders. He's got two on the afternoon, and the Mets lead 3-0. And that ball was in the air for a long time. Hit high. I thought either Brown or Sotolongo might have a chance to get there, but even Brown sprinting at full speed could not get it in the gap. That takes away some of the sting of Tillian being thrown out at third. And Warren Saunders loves hitting at Clover Park at 291 here last year. Second straight multi-hit game for him. He's got three this week. as this ball is low to Bear Sierta. Raul trying to add more, grounded out to second in the first inning. And this one's fouled away. He had that strange ground out last time where he grounded to second and he didn't run hustle hard to first. So the second baseman, Del Rosario, started running to first himself. I'm trying to get under the skin of Bear Sierta. He eventually handed it off to the first baseman, Nunez. A 1-1 pitch, that's a wild one, to the backstop, despite the best efforts of Gonzalez. Now Saunders trots down to third. Now any sort of hit will bring Warren home. Mets leading 3-0. Acuna pitching like an ace on the mound. We're nearing the halfway point of the game. The feeling if the Mets can add a hit here and make it 4-0, would be really good about their chances in this second game. Bear Sierta, a wild swing. Two balls, two strikes. And he swings and misses at the changeup and strikes out. The inning's over. Mets get a run. Two out single by Saunders makes it 3-0. Big day for Saunders and Tillian. Go to the fourth and see what is in store for the youngster Acuna.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Adam McDonald back with you. It looks like an easy first out there to left field for Mets starting pitcher today, Acuna. I'd like to welcome in a couple of special guests now on the broadcast booth. Hey, everybody. There we are. I got Bob Brown and Pat Urso here. They're great supporters of the St. Lucie Mets and the New York Mets in spring training, of course. Pat's the Booster Club secretary. So anytime you we have those Booster Club Players of the Month, as you see on the camera down below on the first day of every month, Pat's the one awarding those plaques. We wonder who will have coming up this month, Pat. I know I'll be getting a text message from you after.
You'll be letting me know.
So, Pat, what do the players say to you when you present them the award? Because they always seem excited when I tell them in the clubhouse, hey, you got to be down there for your picture being taken and you're going to get an award. And they'll say, okay, that's great.
They seem pretty thrilled. They're happy to be recognized for their accomplishments. And, you know, some of them are a little harder to communicate with, but they give me the big smiles and they're happy to get the awards. So. And a little gift card. We give them a little gift card as well. So
they probably like that most of
all. Yeah.
Bob, you're part of the Home Runs for Heroes program, correct?
Yes. This is the third year that we are sponsoring that, my wife and I.
So that is $10 for every home run the St. Lucie Mets hit goes to Home Runs for Heroes.
That is correct, and they're having a good year at it this year.
Yeah, you're going to have to cut a check for four figures, Bob. The Mets are up to 88 right now on the season. So the bad broadcaster Matt tells me that's $880 going to that charity. And can you tell us why you chose Homers for Heroes and where that goes to?
It goes to Operation 300, a local charity based out of Hobe Sound that supports the families of fallen military. And we chose them because it's local. I am a Army veteran, only 3 years, no career Army, but a lot of my family's currently in the Navy and Air Force, and we've always supported veterans organizations. And when we look around, there's a lot of good, large veterans organizations. And they have good funding. So we told Casey when this started, let's find something local where the funds will be beneficial and useful local. And she's the one that introduced this to Operation 300.
Well, the Mets, I think their team record for home runs in a season is somewhere around the 130s, and they're pacing for more than a home run per game. So they're right at the line of maybe setting a record, and, of course, we'll see what happens as the summer months go on. Sometimes it's harder to hit home runs as the weather gets worse, but sometimes the pitchers are more tired and it gets a little more easy. So we'll see where it goes.
And if you think back to last year, what was the total for the year? I believe 27. Now, it was a shortened season, but it was a bit disappointing. So we upped the $10 ante to 25 per home run for last year to help them out. This year, they're slugging away and keep going. Go Mets.
Yeah, first runs of the game for the Mets. Junior Tillian, a home run, his ninth of the season. This ball is hit to left, and that's going to be a foul ball. The Mets do have the home run leader in the league in Carlos Dominguez. Not far off is Omar De Los Santos, who homered twice the other day. He's got 12. Tillian should get to a 10 in short order, although for him, five of his nine against the Blue Jays, and unfortunately for him, the Mets don't play the Blue Jays again, but he'll get there. So, and still a lot of pop in this Mets lineup, even with Ramirez and Consuegra. Gone up.
Yeah.
One of the challenges we're finding this year is there are so many roster moves and roster changes compared to years past. It's tough sometimes to keep track of who's who. And I find the rule changes fascinating. I study stuff from an analytical viewpoint, science-based, and the automated ball strike, the robo-ump, is a fascinating thing. And I'm surprised that the umpires seem rather receptive to it. I expected them to be negative on the concept in the beginning there, but they seem to have adapted to it and are comfortable with it. And everybody seems to like the challenge aspect.
I think the teams like the challenges, but I don't think, especially in a game like we had the other day where the umpire was wrong several times in a row, I think the umpires, we've seen the umpires leave the stadiums a couple of times this season, not in the greatest of moods, basically because if they're wrong, they're wrong in front of everybody watching.
Right.
But I do think that they like the automated ball strike system just because it takes the pressure off of them and We'll go back to the automated ball strike system in a couple of weeks.
I think it's a good training tool for everybody, really. I think the umpires would appreciate it at this level. Helps them to know if they're in the right range, at least, you know.
Yeah. And this is the Florida State League. I mean, this is Major League Baseball's essentially ground zero. Mm-hmm. We're the laboratory for any changes that they might want to have. But you two, Bob, and you're down there every game. You watch intently. What do the fans react to these all these rule changes? Do they seem confused? Do they get it?
They're getting it. They're getting it, I would say, pretty well, yes. The one that seems to be most disliked is the extra innings starting the runner on second base. takes some of the purity out of the game.
Yeah.
The one that's my favorite because I don't have to worry about a 12-inning game anymore.
That's true. We don't get those 1 o'clock in the morning games we used to have, but – It takes away, and I definitely don't like it at the major league level.
So now we have that new rule coming into play, if I'm not mistaken, the pie slice.
Yes, the pie slice rule is coming as the Blue Jays get a two-out single from Soto Longo here to make it 3-1. The pie slice rule, that is coming next Thursday, so you won't see it on MILB TV until the following Tuesday when we're back home against Palm Beach. But see out there by second base, they're going to draw diagonal lines towards the outfield, and the middle infielders are going to have to stay outside of those lines.
Okay.
So you see our second baseman there, Warren Saunders, creeping towards second. He's essentially not going to be allowed to be in that area. He might be right on the line of where it's going to be, but the idea is not to have those middle infielders plant themselves right behind second base and take away hits up the middle.
They've
added the rule this year of you have to have two defenders on each side of second base, but that they didn't say how far away from second base. So you have middle infielders playing just to the left or right of second, and those hard-hit balls over the middle get snatched up, especially from left-handed hitters, and they're recorded as outs, and Major League Baseball at least wants to see those as hits, so they're going to try that pie slice rule, which as fans are starting to call it, and the media as well, starting next week in the Florida State League. So you'll see on MILB TV, players will see next week in Jupiter, chalk lines drawn from the edge of second base, the back end, out to the outfield, and they basically have to stay away from that middle area.
Wow. So that's a big change.
That's a big change, and the impact's going to be on in my mind anyway, holding a runner on second.
That's why they're putting the chalk line at the back of the second base bag, so you can still be near second base. You can still cover it on the pickoff throws. You can still cover it turning double plays. But there's no question that there will probably be some unintended consequences to this, but that's what we are here for in the Florida State League. That's kind of how we do it, just like we were trying to learn the challenge system on, you know, on stolen base attempts and things like that as we work our way through these these rules. But Pat, you're the secretary of the Booster
Grant
Club.
Yep.
How can people get involved in the St. Louis Mets Booster Club, which also does a lot of work in the New York Mets spring training?
Well, we have a website, MetsBoosterClub.org, and you can check us out there. Most of the information on how to join is all there. You can also contact us through that website and email us, and we'll get back to you if you have any questions. We publish a newsletter monthly, and that newsletter is posted on the website as well. So anybody can just contact us through that website.
And, of course, the Booster Club does great things. The bus trips are always fun.
Yeah, there's one coming up on June 30th down to Miami, and another one in September. Yep.
And then, of course, the big Booster Club dinner dance.
We love that.
In December.
November probably.
In November.
We have raffle prizes. A lot of it's leftovers from this stadium and what we've accumulated. And we go out to the local businesses and ask for their support and make up gift baskets and things like that. And we have a lot of fun. Last year we had it here at the stadium for the first time in their beautiful conference room. And we used their facilities for the catering. We had a great time, so that's always something hope the public can join in on it, yeah.
Pat Urso, Bob Brown, thank you so much for joining the broadcast.
We'll
let you go and enjoy the rest of the
all
game.
Right.
Hopefully the Mets can...
thank you for having us.
No problem.
Thank you, Adam.
Hopefully
appreciate
the Mets can get you guys
fun.
The win and okay. send you off on a good note.
Thanks.
All right. Back to the action on the field. Mets lead has been cut to one. But Acuna got through the rest of the inning, stranding a couple. And now Gregory Guerrero fouls one away, and that will reach the seats. So 3-1, we're at the midway point, bottom of the fourth of this seven-inning game. The weather looks like it's going to hold off. Even though this is a seven-inning game, still have to get through five to make it official. Guerrero, a strikeout in the second on three pitches. We'll take this 1-1 down low. Always good to have Mets fans and guests up here in the broadcast booth. Good work. Bob Brown, the Homers for Heroes. Pat Urso with all their great work from the Booster Club. We'll see Pat again sometime in early July when we announce the players and pitchers of the month of June, or of July, so you'll see Pat in early August. I wonder who it's going to be, player of the month. This ball is grounded deep to third. Here's the throw from Sanchez. It's on the money. And Guerrero is out. Baez starts off with an out. Just the second time in the four innings that he's gotten leadoff man. Yeah, the Mets Booster Club player of the month for April was Alex Ramirez. May, Omar De Los Santos. June, Stanley Consuegra. Very athletic, talented outfield this season. Gets those awards. We'll see who's making a bid for July. Yeah, we'll do that right now. Kind of a mid-month update. Only be one series in July when we come back. Here's a check swing. Salazar hit by the pitch. And he holds up and takes it off the forearm. Down to first he goes. July position players for the Mets. I think the early leader in the clubhouse, looking at Raul Berciarta. Raul hitting .318 this month. Tied for the team lead in home runs. Omar De Los Santos coming on strong again. Could be a two-time winner. There's a pitch inside to Brady Smith. Pitchers of the month for the Booster Club. April was Carson Seymour, didn't allow a run. May was Luis Moreno, only allowed a couple of runs. And last month, Dom Hamill. All three of those guys up in Brooklyn. Consuegra and Mir is up in Brooklyn, too, so only Omar left as a winner of the award. Omar's honestly probably not that far off from going up to Brooklyn himself. A 1-1 pitch coming to Smith. Change up too high from Urbaez. Dual relievers throwing in the Dunedin bullpen. A lefty and a righty. Change up right over the heart of the plate. 2-2. Smith breaks his bat and grounds it out to the pitcher. Arbaez handles it. Poor Omar De Los Santos almost scared out of his shoes as the jagged end of that bat wound up going back towards the on-deck circle in the air. Yikes. That certainly would have been ball three. Total jam shot. The ground out does move Salazar to second. Omar De Los Santos due to hit. Gonzalez out for a mound visit. Two relievers, I guess, in the bullpen either not ready yet or this is just the stall tactic. Mound visit number two for the Blue Jays. A big spot in the game for both teams. Mets with an opportunity to get their three-run lead back. Arbaez trying to make it so the Blue Jays the only team to score in the fourth inning. Third time through the order. Omar a hit by a pitch and a deep flyout. 0 for 1. He grounds one to third. Here comes a throw from Sanchez. It's on time and on target. Inning over. And a runner stranded at second base. We played four out of seven in game two today. Three innings to go. Mets holding a 3-1 lead.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Angel Del Rosario leads off for Dunedin in the top of the fifth inning. Mets need three outs to make this an official game. Three outs with the lead. And Del Rosario drops down a bunt foul. Mets need to keep him off the bases. It's two games in the series with four stolen bases. So best way to make sure he doesn't steal is don't let him on. Well, Jose Acuña struck him out in the first inning. First time up in the second inning. Here's a pop-up. Smith sheds the mask, looks to make the play, and does. Easy out. Del Rosario 0 for 2 in this game. Acuña ran into a bit of trouble in the fourth. One out single, two out walk. That opened the door for an RBI base hit for Soto Longo. But he did strike out Brazoban to end the threat. That was this change up low. Nobody throwing in the Mets bullpen. Their top reliever, Ramon Gomez, restarted the game earlier today, so he's not available. Chase Beck closed out the game. He's been really good, so he's not available. As this 2-0 pitch is popped back and out of play. And start looking down the line at who can maybe finish this off. And Trey McLaughlin's been really good. Michael Krause with that sweeping slider has not appeared yet in this series. As this pitch is a called strike on the corner. Makes it 2-2.
Pitch is down.
challenged, and it is a strike, I believe. Or is it not? I believe that's the call. And Garrett Griffin not exactly turning around and helping us out. This ball fouled back. So the Blue Jays added challenges. Assuming they got that one wrong. Swing and a miss on the high slider. Kalina or Acuna strikes out another. Two up, two down. They're in the fifth inning. Well, this Acuna, not related to Ronald Acuna of the Braves. Ronald Acuna, a former Florida Fire Frog in the Florida State League in 2017. Briefly a Florida Fire Frog. He did not last long in high A ball. Made one brief appearance here at Clover Park early in the 2017 season. His father, Ronald Acuna Sr., was a St. Lucie Met back in the early 2000s. The New York Met farmhand. One and one. Here's the ball fouled straight back to the screen. Acuna looking for his third 1-2-3 inning out of five. And he's got it. A strikeout on the high heater. Jose Acuna, what a debut. Five excellent innings, just one run. The Mets have a 3-1 lead at the fifth inning stretch.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Junior Tillian, hot today. A two-run homer and a single will lead off, but against a new pitcher, Pardino, back in there for the second time in this series. Eric Pardino, a right-hander replacing Jason Urbaez, and he throws the breaking pitch for a strike. And then another breaking ball swung on and missed. Urbaez, giving up a two-run homer before he got his first out, pitched okay. Four innings, five hits, three runs, a walk, and six strikeouts. A spot start. Tillian grounds one to third. Sanchez, the throw to first, gets Tillian for the first time today. brings up William Lugo, who has struck out twice. Once swinging, once looking. Ferdino pitched in game one on Wednesday's doubleheader. Two innings, a hit, a run. The Mets 5-2 win. Now he was in there while the Mets already had a substantial lead for a doubleheader game. Justin Dillon on minor league rehab assignments throwing in the Mets bullpen. Former Dunedin Blue Jay a few years back. He, Daniel Johnson, and JT Riddle still remain on the Mets roster as minor league rehabbers. There's a pitch high. Johnson finished out the suspended game. He's not in the lineup for game two. And JT Riddle got one game in Daytona last week, and then he had a tooth extraction earlier this week, so he has not appeared in any games. He has to get past that and then start to ramp activity back up from an oblique. So maybe we'll see him next week in Jupiter. Maybe he'll move on. 3-1 pitch is hit high into left, falling fast over towards the corner's Brazoban. He's got it. Lugo's out. Two up, two down for Pardino. I have to remember that we're still, have to remind ourselves from time to time that, you know, only in the FCL and single A can you have a minor league rehabber. So, you know, unless Riddle or Johnson are going to actually be activated to a triple A or double A roster, you know, and count against those rosters, and their rehabs will have to be with St. Lucie or the FCL. A swing and a miss by Dominguez. He's one for two with the single and a run. Ardino's pitch is hit a ton to left, but it's hooking foul. Now way out of Clover Park. Cleared that boardwalk and out towards that half field out there, the Major League half field. If he waits a millisecond longer, that ball is going to be fair for his 17th homer of the year. And Pardino gets away with one and throws the fastball up at 92. That's the 3-1, two outs, bases empty. Bottom of the fifth. And this pitch is hit hard, fair down the third baseline. On the ground and fair, Brazoban crashes into the wall. Here comes the throw to second. It's offline. And Dominguez feeling himself with the double. Asks for time. And he just misses the home run, but keeps that ball fair on the ground. He's 2-4-3. And now Warren Saunders comes up. He's had a big game, too. The pair doubles himself. For another two-out RBI hit like he had in his last plate appearance to bring in Dominguez from second base. Take two. And he lines it the other way, foul. That'll be in the stands. Saunders, three hits in game two on Wednesday, a couple of hits yesterday, and two more hits today. Three multi-hit games in this series. He's played in every game, and he takes this pitch in the dirt. Wonder after that mound visit if Gonzalez didn't remind Pardino just to be extra careful. The red-hot Saunders up, first base open, and Bercierta on deck. liner the other way, foul. Warren trying to poke it down to right field. Ball and two strikes. One-two pitch, foul tipped for strike three. Saunders down for the first time in the second game today. No runs to the Mets, one hit, no errors, and one stranded Dominguez on second. We are an official game. We were when the Mets got through the top of the fifth. Two innings to go in regulation, at least. Mets holding a 3-1 lead. They turn to the minor league rehabber, Dylan, when we return.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race
day. Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
The beer pong game between innings, that's not good, not good. That's my father. I'm embarrassed. Oh, boy. Come on, Dad. You can do better than that. I think Dad's better off just staying home and watching on MILB TV. He gave it the old college try, but left a lot to be desired. You got a thumbs down from up here in the booth. New pitcher on the mound for the Mets, Justin Dillon. This is his second appearance for the Mets this series. He appeared in the first game of the doubleheader on Wednesday. Faced five batters, got them all out. Can't beat that. He got the win. Now he throws a strike to Desaun Brown. So an inning and two-thirds perfect, only 16 pitches. The Mets would sign up for that again, as would any pitcher. That was a fastball at 93 for a strike. Dillon was pitching for Syracuse this season, landed on the IL, now rehabbing here in St. Lucie. We're again, and we'll see for how long. 0-2 pitches popped up right side. Guerrero trying to have room. He's got it right over by the camera well. It didn't take out our low first camera either. Low first camera's got a play of that. Good job to retire Desaun Brown, fast man. And now Emmanuel Sanchez, a strikeout and a single. And he fouls this one straight back. But what a debut by Jose Acuna. Five innings, three hits, one run, one walk, and eight strikeouts. Wow. On 74 pitches, 53 strikes. I wonder if they'll let him stick around and join us next week in Jupiter. As Dillon pumps in another strike. O-2 to Sanchez, lays off the slider. 1-2 slider. He went. Did he on appeal? No. Wow. Thought he went more than enough. Dylan came up through the Blue Jays system, drafted out of Sacramento State. It was a 2018 and 19 Dunning and Blue Jay. 2-2 pitch is outside. He was acquired by the Mets, selected by the Mets in the minor league portion of the 2020 Rule 5 draft. Again, 11 games in Syracuse this year. 16 innings. There's a check swing and a ball low for a walk.
Number 20 designated hitter, Gabby Martinez.
And now Martinez to be followed by Nunez. So this is the gauntlet here. See if Dylan can get through these two batters with the 3-1 lead. Martinez, the tying run at the plate, has not homered this series. He had a wall ball double last game. He's got 10 homers on the season. Dylan throws him a ball outside. One oh pitch, a strike. Martinez, they're 4-for-4 in the previous game, 0-for-2. Ground out and a strikeout in this one. That was against Acuna. 1-1 fouled straight back. Heater at 93. Dylan made it as high as New Hampshire with the Blue Jays. That's Double A, Eastern League, where he was a starter in 2019. He got to Syracuse last year and this year in the Mets system. Here's a wild pitch spiked all the way into the stands. And Sanchez up to second on the wild one. And there are wild pitches, and then there are wild, wild pitches. And that one to go over the netting behind home. That might be the first time I've seen that one. So 2-2 on Martinez. This pitch misses away. That's a full count. Everything has really changed since that check swing where Sanchez looked like he went by plenty. It wasn't called by either umpire. Could have been two outs, bases empty. 3-2 pitch, and that one's lined into right center field. A run-scoring hit for Sanchez. That makes it a one-run game. Or Martinez, rather, that scores Sanchez. It's 3-2. And the tying run is on base, and the go-ahead run is coming to the plate.
Number 37, first baseman, Ranger Nunez.
And it's getting tight here. A walk and a single. And the wild pitch certainly playing a role as well. Nunez, a walk and a ground out in this game. Takes one right down the pipe at 94. A 1 pitch, check swing, called strike. The Blue Jays out of challenges by my count. Dylan's 0-2 pitch, that one's fouled straight back, tried to get the high fastball by him. Another 0-2, that one's rolled foul. Well, Dylan's coming right after Nunez after going 3-2 and walking Sanchez and going 3-2 and surrendering the single to Martinez. Oh 0-2 pitch again. Another foul, another fastball. Nunez, in the last game, four hits, two doubles, and a home run. Breaking ball, that one's grounded foul, right off the foot of Nunez, maybe. Well, even though he's working ahead, Dylan is throwing a lot of pitches here to Nunez. O-2 pitch, breaking ball, another foul. Some nervous moments here for the Mets. Tough hitter. Dylan not being able to put him away. This fastball's lined into right field. Almost see that coming a mile away. A walk and two consecutive singles. And now the tying run is in scoring position. And the go-ahead run is on first. Victor Ramos, Mets pitching coach, is coming out for a visit. And the Mets will scramble to get somebody ready in the bullpen. Looks like Cornelli. This all goes back, to me at least, to Gabby Martinez, or rather Manuel Sanchez at the plate. Two-strike count. Check swing. Looked like he went. Home plate umpire didn't call it. First base umpire didn't call it. Could have been a strikeout. Two outs, bases empty. Instead, it leads to a walk and back-to-back singles. And big trouble here. And Dylan not as sharp as he was in the prior game. But again, Martinez and Nunez just two hot hitters right now. Tough to get out. Fouled off a lot of pitches and eventually both able to straighten it out. Soto Longo, he drove in the first run of the game for the Blue Jays. The Mets 3-0 lead in real danger. It's now 3-2. And there's a first pitch fastball for a strike to Soto Longo. Fly ball, deep right field. Dominguez going back at the track. He turns around and makes the catch. Second out. Tying run tags to third base in Martinez. Well, the wind breezing in a little bit from right field might have helped that ball stay in the yard. And Soto Longo, a long fly out for the second out of the inning. Pitch caught a lot of the plate. Dominguez had a long way to go. Middle of the track, calls it in. Brazoban is up, tying run 90 feet away. And he will foul tip the first pitch in a huge cut. Go-ahead run remains on first. And Dylan, who did throw a wild pitch earlier in this inning, has to be on the same page as Brady Smith, the catcher. 0-1, that one's fouled straight back to the stands. Strike two. O-2 pitch, fouled back. Well, after walking Sanchez, sure Dylan is throwing one more ball. O-2 again, breaking ball, lofted into center field for De Los Santos. He makes the catch and the threat is quelled. Blue Jays strand the tying run 90 feet away. They sure did make it interesting. And they are one run closer with still three outs to go. Mets will bat in the bottom of the sixth looking for insurance.
Hey, fans, get ready for- for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets trying to end this series with a win and a series victory, to winning the first three and dropping the next two. They will take at least a one-run lead to the top of the seventh and final frame. But they're trying to add to it as Raul Berciarta takes the ball high. Berciarta 0 for 2. He swings and misses at this pitch. Good news for the Mets is they got through Martinez and Nunez and even Soto Longo, those three deadly hitters, with the lead. Well, those guys were able to trim it as this ball is softly lined out to first. Broken bat line out for Berciarta to Nunez. Padino gets his second inning of work in. It'll be Del Rosario, Gonzalez, and DeCastro. Cannot tell you how important it is for whoever pitches the ninth inning for the Mets to get Del Rosario out. And if he winds up on first to start the inning, he might as well put the tying run on third right away. He's the Omar De Los Santos of the Blue Jays. First pitch to Gregory Guerrero is a swinging strike. And then a ball outside. Guerrero, strikeout and a ground out. And a defensive swing there puts it in play. And he's thrown out by Del Rosario. 0 for 3 on the day for Guerrero. Likelihood of an insurance run. He's going by the wayside. Now you see the bottom of your screen, runners on first and second. That is not the case. They should all be little black squares. Salazar up, and he takes a ball low. Well, Padino worked around a two-out double by Dominguez last inning. That looks like a big play right now. Here's a high bouncer to Sanchez. Makes the running throw, and the inning is over. An easy sixth inning for Pardino. Okay, we're going to the top of the seventh. Mets need three outs to close out the series with a win.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets!
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Well, Justin Dillon's going to start this inning. 29 pitches to get through the sixth, giving up a run, a couple of hits, a walk, stranding the tying run at third base. Josh Cornelli was warming up in a hurry. And he's not throwing anymore, but he's kind of standing down in the bullpen, ready to get back to work. And here it is. This is the biggest at bat of the game. Del Rosario, the speedster, at the plate. Dillon trying to get him out. First pitch, he comes in up high with ball one. Blue Jays looking for a last inning comeback in an effort to split the series. This ball is fouled away. Del Rosario, a strikeout and a pop out today, both of those against Jose Acuña, who stands to get the win in his team debut. The pitch goes low at 87. Two balls and a strike. Fastball fouled back this way. 2-2. Old Joe in the sound room trying to reach out and snag another. He missed. 2-2. Big pitch coming. Comes inside. Did it hit him? It did. And on appeal, he didn't go. Del Rosario hit by a pitch. The fastest man for the Blue Jays is going to be a threat on the bases as Dillon plunks him to start the inning, assuming that he can stay in the game. Two-strike hit by pitch to put the tying run on. Not a good start for Dillon in the top of the seventh. And the trainer for Dunedin out to check the right hand. Making sure all the fingers and knuckles are in order. Twin innings saw that Chris Sale took a line drive off the hand on a comebacker from Aaron Hicks, and it looked like his pinky was going the wrong direction. Hand injuries always be a little scary. So that was the absolute last thing the Mets wanted to see. Del Rosario getting given first base. And Brady Smith from behind the plate will have to be on his toes as Del Rosario will be taking off shortly. Juan Gonzalez has struck out twice, the catcher at the plate for the third time. Dillon will keep pitching. Automatic strike one called or a time called? Time, it looks like. No more of those left for Gonzalez. First pitch, that nearly hit him. It did! Back-to-back hit by pitches with a one-run lead. And now the Mets will be very fortunate to end this game in this top of the seventh. And looking in the Mets' dugout, looks like Gilbert Gomez is going to let Dillon continue to pitch. Again, this is a rehab assignment, so he's got to get his work in. And he faces Rickelbend DeCastro, and fouls one off. No bunt for DeCastro, the nine-hitter. Even in these situations, you do not see a lot of bunting at this level. Organizations in the modern age want to see guys swinging away this early in their pro careers. 0-1 pitch, slider for a strike. Dylan badly needs a strikeout. Runner's going to steal. It's a pop-up into shallow right. Saunders going back. Dominguez coming in. Dominguez makes the catch, and the Mets get a huge break. I mean, Del Rosario could have walked, crawled to third base had that ball been taken by DeCastro. But with two strikes, DeCastro has to protect. Well, the Mets certainly got away with one there. Gilbert Gomez coming out, and he will make a pitching change. It looks like. Yes. Now Dylan hit the first two batters, put the Mets in a bad spot. We'll see if Cornelli can get the Mets out of the tight spot when he come back. Mets leading by a run, need two outs for a win.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Well, there's some bad weather popping up around Clover Park. You see some lightning off in the distance, hearing some thunder. It would behoove the Mets to try to get two outs from Cornelli quickly, end the game, and get out of Dodge. Not try to get this, not send this game to the bottom of the seventh or extra innings. The wind is also picked up. Not blowing out favorably with the weather out to the west. It's Desaun Brown. As Rickelbin DeCastro flew out to shallow right, could not advance the runners. Del Rosario, I'm going to guess at some point, will try to steal third base. And Desaun Brown at the plate. Cornelli will look back to second. DeCastro, Del Rosario walking back to second. A time is called by Brown. And he was stationary too long. Cornelli, a long look back to second, and he will spin and look back to second. That is step off number one. Now this is going to be a count and mouse game. As long as Del Rosario is out there on second base. And he's got 25 steals for last game. Pitch home. A fastball for a strike. Nothing in one on Brown. Brown singled first batter of the game, and he was caught stealing. He made it safe, but he overslid. There's the rumble in the background. 0-1 pitch, a high fastball at 90. Well, Gilbert Gomez turns to Cornelli, appearing in his 20th game. Does have one save this season. 7.07 ERA. A 1-1 pitch to the backstop. Wild pitch, and now the tying run is 90 feet away. Go-ahead runs on second. Huge miscue. Two hit-by pitches and a wild pitch as the Mets try to close out a one-run game. Not the last thing you want to see if you are a Mets fan. Or Victor Ramos, the pitching coach. Infield in now for the Mets as they've made a mess of this inning. Dunedin just standing around as this ball is popped foul. And Blue Jays haven't had to do anything. That's just giving them base runners and bases. Cornelli appeared in game one on Wednesday in this series, gave up two runs in two innings, a two-run homer to Brown. Now he's trying to strike him out. Automatic ball three called on Cornelli. He took too long. Another miscue by the Mets on the mound this inning. It's a full count after that auto ball. And the pitch is fouled off. Brown just gets enough of the breaker. Cornelius 3-2 pitch, and that's a fly ball deep out to right field, and that one is going to bounce off the warning track. Two runs will score for the Blue Jays. They have the lead. Throw to third base, not going to be in time. Desan Brown rocks a go-ahead two-run triple with one out in the seventh inning. It's 4-3 Blue Jays. Now Brown tags Cornelius again. Hit a two-run home run off him last time, and now an even bigger hit, a two-run triple. Mets entered this inning looking for three outs to get the win. Hit batter, triple. Still just one out as Sanchez comes up. He's got a chance to get insurance runs for the Blue Jays, or an insurance run. And he grounds one. Saunders, bad throw to first. Back throw to first. That's going to be in time for an out. That's a great out recorded by Brady Smith. Bad throw home by Saunders. Insurance run scores. The Mets are very lucky to get two outs on that. 4-2-3 ground out. RBI for Sanchez. Brown scores. Gabby Martinez up with the bases empty. Just a brutal inning for the Mets. Only giving up one hit in the inning, but three runs. Their own worst enemy. As this pitch is foul tipped. Mets will have Smith, De Los Santos, and Tillian coming to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. The Mets led 3-0 through three innings. Led 3-1 through five. Led 3-2 in the last inning. And now trailing as the Blue Jays circle in on a series split after the Mets opened up the series with three straight wins. Martinez strikes out. The inning is over. That goes down as maybe the most disappointing inning for the Mets pitching this season.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Thunder rumbling here at Clover Park, rain in view. As we have a new pitcher, Trey Cumby, he's going to try to get a quick three outs from the Mets and wrap up a long day at Clover Park, which is looking more and more like a great day for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Brady Smith at the plate, and Cumby throws a pitch for a ball. Well, last time Cumby was on the mound, he was a strike away from winning on Thursday night, putting a W in the win column for the Blue Jays. And Gregory Guerrero bailed out the Mets with that RBI double down to their last strike. Mets won in extras. There's the Thunder again. Which means lightning is close by, which means we are getting close to maybe taking a delay here. As this pitch goes high. Field umpire Nelson Fraley was talking to a grounds crew member between innings. As this pitch comes in for a strike, it's 2-2. Mets did not like that call. Everybody for the Mets and Blue Jays on the top step of the dugout. And the Blue Jays enter today in a 2-2 tie. They were down quickly in the resumption of the suspended game. Went on a torrid pace to win that one. As Smith takes a strike, will not challenge, I guess. He's ejected for arguing that call. Brady Smith tossed from the game. Some frustration there from the Mets catcher. Had to squat back behind the plate and watch as the Mets coughed up the lead in the top of this inning. Again, the Mets have been very good in close games this year. They've been excellent at home. Really stunning to see what happened in the top of this seventh inning. Up a run, just the unforced errors. Really sloppy ball by the Mets yesterday, today, overall. Mets trying to sneak out a win in game two here, look good early. But I think the break might be coming at a good time. The Mets don't appear to be very sharp at the moment. There's a swing and a miss, and Omar loses his helmet. Omar 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch back in the first. Then Junior Tillian slugged a home run. The Mets were in great position, and they had a double by Saunders in the third to take a 3-0 lead. But the Blue Jays 5 unanswered. Winning 3 in the top of the seventh. There's a pitch inside. Two balls and a strike. And the goal would be to get on to Tillian and let him do his thing. 5 home runs against the Blue Jays this season, including 2 in this series. And De Los Santos foul tips the strike. It's 2-2. Cumbie's pitch is hit hard, but right to the shortstop, DeCastro. Close play. He's out. Wow. Omar made it exciting for about as routine a ground ball as you can have. That was even hit very hard, which made it easier for the shortstop. So close at first. Bang, bang, play. De Los Santos is out. And now Tillian. Last hope for the Mets. In this afternoon. 2-run homer and a single for him today, plus a ground out. Cumbie looking to finish off the Mets today like he could not do on Sunday. There's a check swing for a strike. Nothing and one. One pitch, missed inside. Now looking through the notebook, the Mets, every game at home they've had this year, the lead in the last inning trying to close it out, they have done so right there. Until it looks like today, as Tillian flies one out to shallow center, caught by DeCastro, and the Dutting the Blue Jays absolutely stunned. The St. Lucie Mets on this Sunday at Clover Park. They win the suspended game. They overcome a 3-run deficit in game 2. They erase a last inning deficit. And they serve the Mets payback. Mets won the first 3 of this series, looked in great shape for another series victory. Instead, they lose all 3 in the final games. A real shocker heading into the All-Star break. And this may be the most surprising loss of the entire season. The 2-hit batters and the wild pitch doomed the Mets in the 7th inning. And then Desaun Brown in his second battle with Cornelly this week wins again with the go-ahead triple with 1 out in the 7th inning. Disappointment all around for the Mets, a bitter taste in their mouths as they head to their much-deserved All-Star break. Have to sit with this one all the way until Friday. Mets dropped to 51-35 on the season. And just a couple of days ago, they were aiming to get to 20 games over 500. 3 straight losses since. Mets 11-10 in the second half. They'll remain behind Palm Beach. Dunedin is 39-47 overall, 11-9 in the second half. Not only did the Blue Jays split this series, but they end up splitting the season series. The teams went 6-6 against each other. Not the way the Mets wanted to end it. Winning pitcher in game 2 is Eric Pardino. The losing pitcher, Justin Dillon, just was not sharp in his rehab assignment. And the save goes to Trey Cumbie, so he makes right after he couldn't close out Thursday's game. Rain starting to fall here at Clover Park. We got out here just in time. We are off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will be back in action on Friday in Jupiter as the second half continues. Mets versus Hammerheads. First pitch on Friday is 6:30. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and WPSL 1590 AM will be at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for today's action and this broadcast. Once again, your final scores from Clover Park. In the suspended game, Dunedin 9, the Mets 3. In the 7-inning finale, the Blue Jays 5, the Mets 3. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday morning and afternoon. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your day and the next 4 days. We'll talk to you on Friday.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.